What's up? It's KFC Radio, Season 2, Episode 4. This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. I cannot tell you how much meat I am slinging right now. I am blessing the stoolies with meat on meat on meat. Everybody's getting in on this Omaha package because it's an unbelievable deal. If you go to omahasteaks.com and just search for KFC, it's not a URL, it's not a promo code, just search KFC, the package will pop up. It's $49.99, which is a 77% discount. The amount of stuff you're getting is legitimately laughable. People are laughing at me when I tell them the list. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 12 all-meat meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets. You get some special seasoning, and then they throw in 4 more sausages to boot. We need to make a song of, like, the 12 days of Christmas. Like, 2 filet mignons, 4 top sirloins, 4 kielbasa sausages. So go to omahasteaks.com, search KFC. You're going to get 77% off, $49.99. Do it now. Get it for the holidays. Get it for your dad, your brother, your uncle, yourself, whoever. Just search KFC and get that meat. Wet my beak. Let's do it. It's the Home Alone edition of KFC Radio because we landed one of my favorite interviews ever, Buzz McAllister, a.k.a. Devin Rattray. I'm not going to say Devin Rattray, a.k.a. Buzz McAllister, because it's the other way around. He is Buzz McAllister for life. I have been trying to track down Buzz McAllister for an interview on my podcast for several years. He is my white whale, and it finally happened. He like pawned me off on his people. He canceled on me multiple times. You would have thought I was trying to interview the Pope on KFC Radio. So it finally happened today. So we're going to get into an interview with him in a little bit. But first, 2016, the year of death is almost over, but one more celebrity was taken from us. My man Alan Thicke, RIP in peace, the one of the best TV dads of all time. Out of nowhere.
I don't know. How did he die?
69 years old, heart attack.
Yeah, he had the most Canadian death ever.
He was playing hockey.
Yeah, playing the 69-year-old dude playing hockey.
I love that he was 69.
Yeah, I mean, and you know Alan Thicke crushed. So, like, he was probably like, I'd rather go out at 69 than 70 just because he slayed so much pussy.
He was definitely one of those sex addict TV dads. 100%.
Rest in peace, though.
Yeah, R.I.P. You know what? Yeah, we shouldn't speak ill of the dead.
I don't think that's ill.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. I mean, normal dads don't really raise guys like Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke is the most, like, hypersexually charged person on the planet Earth. He came from that sperm, like. Alan set the he blazed that trail.
Yeah,
Robin Thicke didn't
somewhere.
Play sports growing up, but it was just his dad was like, go fuck. That's your exercise. Go fuck right now. Like, I'm 12. Like, no, go fuck, Robin. Go out there and fuck some.
Robin Thicke definitely lost his virginity when he was like 7.
Yeah, like Flea in Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How old was he?
He was like I think he was like 10 or so, and his dad. Flea's
is that true
dad,
or is that like an urban legend?
It's a story he told. I think his biography or something like that. His dad was like the drug kingpin of L.A. And so he, like, fucked a prostitute when he was insanely young.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that Alan Thicke would definitely be the type of dad who buys his kid a hooker for their first birthday. Yeah. Like, here you go. You're 13. Like, happy, bar mitzvah or some shit.
I think that's actually the best way to lose your virginity.
Oh, do you?
Is it?
Now? Oh, really? Let's dive into Asa.
Asa thinks that just being left alone at Christmas is the future for a horrible life. But fucking a methed out hooker at 7 is—that's a good way to do it. That's a good way
she
to go about it.
She didn't say messed out.
Well,
she didn't say
messed out. Oh, that's how actually Fleas was—it was heroin.
Yeah, and so I resent just, that you I equate hooker with meth addicted.
Well, you're thinking more. Let's call it an escort.
Yes, I meant an escort.
A call girl, maybe.
I was combining
the
stories.
Nobody says call girl anymore.
Nobody,
Kevin.
Kevin.
Sorry, I don't
such
know.
Such a fucking loser.
I know. I don't know all about this paying for sex thing. I'm sorry. It's an escort, a lady of the night. Some Elliot Spitzer shit. You think that that's the best way to lose your virginity?
Yeah, I mean, you want to be good at it by the time you fuck a person that you want to.
Does one time gets you good at it? Because I'll tell you what, I'm a little behind.
No, I mean, the first time is definitely the worst, right? Like, you come in, like, not even a pump.
No, I don't think that's really true.
Every time I've been with a virgin, it's been like that.
How many virgins have you taken?
I don't know.
Ballpark.
You don't know.
Between 10 and 20.
I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you not know? How do you not know?
Like,
she's fucked
like
a lot of people.
When was the last time you fucked a virgin?
Oh, God. Like, not since maybe high school.
Oh, okay.
So in high school, you were just plucking them off left and
I mean,
right.
Because
pow, 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 pow.
That's what I mean. I started really early, so
how old were you?
I was like 13.
Yeah, that's pretty early.
That's
like,
early.
That's
yeah.
Pretty early.
So, I mean, for a while, I was the only girl in my grade fucking. So, yeah, I took a few virginities.
Asta was Wyatt Earp walking through the OK Corral.
Yes. Yeah. The Virgin Slayer, Asa.
No, I mean it's been I haven't fucked a virgin in my adult life.
So let's play this out. Let's say one day you have kids, your husband wants to buy a hooker for your let's say teenage son. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He should learn from a pro.
But what is she teaching?
Asa just wants her son to be able to fucking lay the pipe.
No, I mean not even. I'm not like.
Do you ever think that? Between you and your husband, if we talk about Nomar Garcia Parra and Mia Hamm. Like, that kid's gonna be so athletic.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever think
that's like Tiki Tiki Tembo?
Nomar Garcia Parra, one of the, like the best shortstops ever on the Red Sox. Mia Hamm, one of the best female soccer players of all time. They got married. Do they have a kid?
They must. They must
yeah,
have multiple.
So children. That kid's gonna be fucking awesome at sports, right? So
or
you
maybe
and
not.
So do you think you and Tony are gonna are creating like,
have like oh, the horniest baby
like,
ever?
Just a fucking
just gonna be born
not
with a
not
boner.
Just horny, but just like it can. Fuck too, like it's a sex pro. It's horny, but it can also put it down.
No, because I think the
Garrett Garcia
Parra. The only part of
Garrett,
that that's,
he's gonna go right to the pros.
Yeah.
If any part of that is genetic, it's probably the horniness. It's not like the fucking ability.
So you're either gonna have a kid who just puts it down with all the chicks, or he's gonna be living in your basement just fucking coming everywhere,
masturbating. <all the time. laughs> Yeah, I mean either one's okay.
I don't know. I feel like probably prefer the first. Little like fucking Tommy Akira in the basement, just like, Ma, go away! Ma! I told you to knock first! The fuck, Mom! Well, yes. To get back to my man Alan Thicke, he was probably the type to do that.
We are very good at going off on weird tangents.
Weird
on this show.
Tangents. This show.
Anyway, back to the TV dad.
This is going to be the podcast of tangents. He was. Did you watch Growing Pains?
I did. I wasn't.
You're often right on the border of things
yeah,
that I watched.
I'm
and
definitely
did,
right
so.
On the border of it. I think
it
I
was,
caught.
That was early. That was like 80s. That was an
I caught
80s
the,
show.
Maybe I just watched it after then.
Right.
Like, I watched. I remember. That's when I fell in love with Leo.
Right, because he was the homeless kid living
homeless
in the fucking
kid there, yeah.
in the school, and Mike.
Oh,
took
but
him
then
home.
That means you were already old enough to know that that was Leo, right?
Yes. True. Good
yeah.
point.
Right.
Like
so you
when
watched,
we
so
were
I'd
growing up,
seen Titanic. Probably.
He was nobody, and then it was like. Oh,
wait,
the retard from Gilbert Grape was in yeah. Growing Pains?
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
I guess I must have watched it on, like, replay TV or whatever.
Yeah,
TV
Land. Yeah,
or
TV Land,
like
Nick at Night, whatever.
Growing
yeah.
Pains was 85 to 92.
All right, so it did creep into the 90s a little bit. Had a good run. And
yeah, I mean, I definitely wasn't watching it when I was four.
Alan Thicke was Dr. Was it Alan Siever? Did he have the same first name?
Jason?
Jason. And then it was, yes, it was Jason, Dr. Jason Siever.
I'm just going to shut up. I don't know. Every time someone throws out a recommendation, I'm just like, yeah.
Very
good.
Easily.
Sounds
you're very
right.
You're very pliable. But more than I thought Mike Siever was also like one of the fucking coolest guys ever. More than the characters on the show, though, the theme song, the Growing Pains theme song. I'm not going to say it's one of the best TV theme songs ever. It's just one of the best songs ever. It's okay. Definitely the best TV song ever.
I don't remember it
and,
at all.
And when you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, this shit is fire.
Show
me
that smile. Oh!
Yeah.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
The piano.
Yeah, I remember that.
It tugs on the heartstrings. It goes so hard.
It's fucking really good.
As long as we got each other.
That little guitar riff. Kidding me?
You and me. We gotta be. The luckiest dream is to never stop dreaming. As long as we got a
it is just I just listened to it on my iPhone.
Wait, hold on. Is this a real song?
Yeah. Yeah,
that
but
they made the theme song, or it was it created for the show?
That's a good question.
Because like the Friends theme song, for
was
example,
a song.
Was a song.
Bought the whole fucking album for that song, by the way.
You did you really?
I bought the CD. The Rembrandts bought that shit. CD
really? You
sucked.
Had to do that?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
You had to. It was just like actually there was,
I there
was a single phase. You could buy the single.
What do you mean?
Always
you
had, like, I miss having to buy the whole album because so many songs have to grow on you. And now I feel like there's so much music out there that I'm never going to give a shot.
That's a fair point.
Because I'm just going to buy it on iTunes.
Do you know who I learned that with just today? Bruno Mars. I've only ever listened to his hits. And then he did Carpool Karaoke. I'm a huge
I love Carpool like, Karaoke.
You can't even come close to me
no.
when it comes to Carpool Karaoke.
Who do you think is the best one?
Not
Bieber. You can't say Bieber. Because that's obviously the best one.
Adele.
Adele
that.
Was same.
Yes.
Okay, we're on the same page.
So he played his hits. They sung his hits. But then he sung a couple other songs that I had never heard. And I couldn't even tell you the name of a Bruno Mars album. I know all of his hit, like his radio songs. But I've never listened to the other songs. And I bet they're all fucking fire.
Oh, Bruno. I've actually been. Clem has kind of taken the reins
the
on
Bruno
being
guy.
A Bruno Mars guy. But I've been a Bruno Mars guy. I had his albums.
How many does he have? Gotta be
like
three or four,
say,
right?
Yeah, but his whichever one Grenade came out on, that was when I first got into Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I mean, I love all
the
radio
songs. I don't think Grenade
songs.
Was ever even a hit, but that was one of the songs I got the album, and I was like, this song fucking goes.
See, if I had to buy the album to be able to listen to all his other hits, Just the Way You Are and all that shit, I probably would know all his other songs, so I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
We used to roll over to Sam Goody. Remember that, Brent? We used to go to the Cross County Mall when that shit was hood. It was like gangster back then.
Yeah, and steal CDs.
Yeah.
Just rip the plastic.
You guys
right
would
off.
Steal CDs?
That was more his bag than mine.
So
they had the little alarm thing. You just, you know.
You guys were like shaming me for stealing.
I was shaming you. This is more him. I didn't steal. I would just pay for them.
I didn't shame you for stealing, though. I'm on team
shame.
Stealing. Like when you're a kid,
projecting.
Like before when you were like had an allowance. How are you going to get CDs?
That's true. They were like $20 a pop.
I don't
and
think
then
I
you
ever,
guys lived in the golden
the
age where Kazaa and LimeWire and Napster, and you didn't even need to steal it.
You what?
I'm the best person at this fucking table. I never stole shit.
Yo, I didn't steal. I'm not a thief.
All right, whatever. Fucking
spoken like
criminal.
A true thief.
That's what a thief would say,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Napster came along and just changed my life forever. God, that was the best.
Or LimeWire.
Do you remember?
Yo, do you ever see like Kazaa and LimeWire, and you would set up like 15 porns to download while you were at school.
Yep.
Yes.
And then you come back and like maybe only two of them finished.
Yes.
That's all you needed. You're just throwing out
and
lines.
Then I remember on LimeWire you like couldn't fast forward through all the videos. So sometimes you would have to
sit
through the entire plot before you even like get to see a boob.
The amount, I mean, remember there was like the T1 connection and the 56K.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
There was some that was like 13. You're like, whatever, I got to try to get this.
I
and then it would just ravage your computer. Your home computer would be ruined. And your mom would be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't know, Mom. The computer's broken.
I had my mom thinking that just the internet, just as a whole, just crippled computers and also made nudies pop up all the time. I was like, that's just the internet,
that's
Mom.
It's the
Wild Wild West right now. These things just happen. I don't know what to tell you right now.
Man, I remember my mom caught me. I knew, like, you know, you have to clear your history and the browser and the cookies and all that nonsense. And I just left. I didn't do
I
that.
I never did that. Well, because like, my parents didn't look. They didn't. My dad still, to this day, doesn't really know how to use a computer. And then my mom
they're still
uses it, but she doesn't know how to use it. She
yeah, but
she,
I just feel like you could still stumble upon things. Because I don't think my mom was fucking checking the cookies of the browser or whatever. And she,
I guess I covered that by convincing her that just naked
that just happens.
Pop up. That's just the thing.
Yeah, I feel like clearing the history isn't something I did until I was like an adult.
I've never done it.
Well, you should.
I still don't do it. Why should I?
Well, now you don't have to, but well, I still have like irrational fears of people getting into my home computer and checking
you know
some
what?
Of the shit that
I'm
watched.
Always scared that like the things that I Google are flagging me.
They are.
Like
the NSA is like, oh.
Like
this girl is a freak.
Like the other day, my friend sent me a picture of his baby's dick, and he was like, look how big my baby's dick is. And I was like, I don't even know what a normal baby's dick looks like. And I wanted to Google image it.
What is a normal baby dick size?
But I didn't want to Google image baby's penis because that's like what a pedophile would Google.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like we know how the judicial system can sometimes be unfair. They pull up your records. Like, this girl was searching baby penises, and this baby was touched inappropriately. It's
exactly.
not secure, and she goes to jail.
Exactly.
And John would say, Bon Voyage.
Goodbye.
Good get. It's a good get, guys.
Good work, detectives. My mom found it. She was like, do you want to tell me what ideepthroat.com is?
What up, Heather?
And I wanted to be like, well, Mom, it's the best fucking porn site ever. Watch this girl in action, and you will understand. This is a site I don't think you know about this girl.
I didn't. You asked me, and you know what? Since you asked me, a lot of people here have asked me
because
if I know her.
Yeah. Because
I didn't
even
know she existed.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
One day when
I just dropped my phone. That was really more symbolic. I didn't mean to. It just kind of, if it was in a movie, it would be like a shattered phone. Like, oh my God.
How about
your waters are all like pouring off the
last week when the guy mentioned MILF Hunter, did that?
Yeah, no,
I know
MILF Hunter.
I want to sit down with you and like go through all the porn that like is important to us, me and you, John, and then see which and cross reference it with her. Because when she
like
didn't know Heather Brooke, I was like,
Bang
what?
Bus.
Bang Bus was certainly up there.
I never really watched the Bang Bus because I don't like the Bang Bus.
I mean, I moved on from it quickly, but I was definitely, there was a phase. There was a phase.
It was definitely a MILF Hunter phase. It was definitely my girl Heather Brooke.
Did you
phase.
Ever watch
Contusion?
Come on, Dagny.
No, I don't know what that
Yo,
means.
It is just this like average fucking like 5 out of 10. I have no idea how she had a porn site. And it was just her husband who just like constantly would come on her face. It was a wacky, weird
oh,
phase
come
I went through.
On, Dad.
Yeah.
I think you were
her
saying
name
like
Dagny.
Some like Latina name, like come on, Dagny.
No. okay. Back on track once again. To TV theme songs. That's the theme of this next segment here, which is brought to you by SeatGeek. If you you know, you're upset about all these deaths in 2016, you want to get out there and enjoy a nice sporting event or a concert, SeatGeek has got you covered. It's a free app that provides the best prices and the best transparency on all the tickets in the secondary market. So if you're buying tickets on the internet, you always got to be worried about, are they real? Are they fake? Am I paying too much? With SeatGeek, you have no worries about that. They have no fraudulent tickets, and they guarantee you're going to get a best price every time because they map out all the seats, all the tickets on an easy-to-read chart, which shows you which tickets are overpriced, which tickets are underpriced, and which tickets are right at seat value. Right now, if you use the promo code KFC, you're going to get a $20 rebate after you buy your first tickets. They send it right to your PayPal. So download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter the promo code KFC, and you're going to get $20 back. You can either get it mailed to you if you don't have PayPal or wire it directly to that PayPal account. So once again, it's safe. It's easy. You get your tickets, and you get money sent back to you. I have no idea why you would buy any other tickets any other way. Download the free SeatGeek app today. Promo code KFC. Give me another – oh, yeah. Okay.
Obviously. The best one of all time.
But do you know – about the extended version with the secret verse? Like, everybody knows – this part.
Where does it go?
It's just a second verse. So like after
he
is it
kind of
like
up.
Is it kind of like the national anthem second verse where he just starts yelling at white people the second half?
How did he get to Bel Air?
In a cab.
Did from
West
Philadelphia. Took a cab. That doesn't make any sense, now, does it?
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Could be a
people
long
have done
ride.
Crazier things.
Oh yeah, you know what? I literally
you
never
thought
of
that. You never thought of that.
Well, obviously, geography is not my strong suit.
Nobody's strong suit here. And apparently nobody else in America because they didn't even think about why he...
So he explained...
I thought of it. I just thought it was just like his mom... I said ticket.
Asa's blown away.
This might be all right. I whistle for a cat.
Yeah, the wedding came near.
That was pretty cool. I never heard that
I have
either.
Chills.
It's a good verse, too. Yo,
he's a good rapper.
He's a good rapper. He's corny, and now he's a fucking lunatic, but
like,
he
could spit. Millennium?
Yeah.
Millennium banged. I was big on Millennium.
Big Willie style.
Big
like
Willie style.
Fucking classic.
That's what I meant. That's the Bloops background one,
you
right?
Bitch. Don't you give me that stink eye.
I mean.
Yo, if you. If I. Can
I
you
couldn't
pull
disagree
up,
more.
Can you pull up Getting Jiggy With It, and you're going to tell me you're not going to just like
no, it's not
that
I don't know Getting Jiggy With
I
It.
I understand, but I mean, if this when this song comes on, if you don't like it, if you don't like bounce around with it, you are lying to yourself
what
and everyone
about,
around
about
you.
What about the Wah Wah West?
The Wookie Wah!
The Wookie Wah Wah!
The Wookie Wah Wah West!
Wow. Bring it.
Bring it.
I actually think this is a bad example because I don't really like this song.
Oh, you guys are fucking crazy! This beat is just fire, first of all.
But that has nothing to do with him.
And then he just
he's a good rapper.
Miami? We have to go through the whole fucking catalog?
I'm in the opposite. I'm on the exact opposite.
Do you want to pull up Summertime?
Of both of you. I think he's a good rapper, and I think that beat stinks on Genji.
You want to play Summertime?
Nah.
Do you even know Summertime? What's wrong with you guys? Fuck you guys. But you don't. So you don't like the Fresh Prince theme song?
No, of course.
I do.
Fuck you guys. Fuck both of you.
Summertime's a good song. You don't have to keep showing us Will Smith songs. Yeah, I think he's good.
It's not. Yeah. And I don't. And none of this is changing.
Right. We've had these opinions for a long time. These are long-standing ones. It's not just like, hey, do you remember this song from the 80s? Yeah. What about now? Yeah, no, I heard it.
Yeah, these aren't like rare freestyles that were only on like Hot 97.
Well, the theme song was.
That's true.
The theme song, I'm just a little sick of it at this point.
Yeah, it's a little cliche.
I think it's in like an Arby's commercial right now.
Right. What? Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's terrible, by the way.
It's so bad. It's just kind of one of those things I'm kind of sick of hearing a little bit. But I respect Will's ability to rap. And I like the show. I'm a little over the song.
That makes two of us on this fucking show.
Okay.
But it is the greatest theme song of all time. Everybody in the world knows every single word to it.
Second to Growing Pains.
No.
Yes.
Nobody is ever going to be like, hey, remember
show
the theme
me the
song?
Style again.
Nobody's going to be like, oh, do you remember the Fresh Prince song? No. That's never going to happen.
But it's like, you know, just because it's popular doesn't mean it's the best.
No, it's the best. It's the greatest of all time.
And
incorrect. In an objective way.
How about Uncle Phil?
Yeah.
What?
Is he alive?
No. R.I.P. in peace to Uncle Phil.
Well, that's not as surprising as Alan Thicke.
True. He was a bit heftier.
How about we just, if we're talking TV dads, I'm not going to let this segment end without the best.
I know. Coach Taylor.
Coach Taylor, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more than just a TV dad.
He's
a TV coach. He's a TV leader of men.
Yeah.
He is all that is
He's
man.
The perfect human being.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny
just wish Tim Riggins was his son because they deserve each other so much.
Oh, my God. You know what? He should have adopted Tim Riggins. Oh.
That stuff. I mean, he kind of did without
he did.
Fully doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you know?
He didn't do it legally, but he did.
Coach Taylor is a fucking shitty husband.
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go on the record.
Ways.
He, like, completely, like, dominated that life. Everything he wanted, he got all the time.
They were equals.
They were very much equals.
Tammy
put, like, her entire life on hold for Coach Taylor and the Dillon Panthers.
For, like, 2 years.
For 2 years, forever, until he's...
And then she became a guidance counselor.
She was a guidance counselor in season
one. He moved them to that weird fucking college for a minute, then moved them back.
That doesn't make you a
shitty
husband.
She never moved to the college.
Even more, he abandoned her.
And this is the life she signed up for. He's a coach that needs to move around.
I say that line to my
wife all the time. This is what you signed up for.
They're famously equals in the show.
No way.
They are the most equal couple.
That is banana land talk. Equal?
I'm going to punch you in the face.
I mean, this is crazy.
You know what? In fact,
you would want to be like a football wife? Absolutely not.
He consulted her on even too many things.
You're crazy. He never did anything except what was best for him and his football team. That's a fact.
I totally disagree.
Fact.
You mean like when he quit? Like when he quit football as the state champion.
He says at the end, like, it's finally time for you to do your thing when they go to fucking Philadelphia.
She was the principal of a school, a guidance counselor. Yes. She wasn't fucking sitting at home knitting.
No.
Those are shitty jobs.
You're going to. Those are the jobs she wanted. Those are the jobs she had to have.
Because her fucking husband was the coach of the Dillon Panthers.
You know what? And you're projecting onto her like what you think a woman should want or not want. Like, we don't know that she didn't want to move and like she wanted to be supportive of his career.
Yeah, I just because women don't want to do that shit.
I feel like you're talking shit about my dad. Like,
when this podcast comes out,
I bet your dad is a better husband.
You might not have any fans anymore. This is the dumbest shit you've ever said.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
This makes no sense at all what you're saying.
I mean, I think you're all just blinded by your love for Coach Taylor, and I don't think you're realizing how much he just squashed Tammy Taylor's life.
No.
I think you're literally
the only
person in the world who thinks that.
Let me see. Coach Taylor, bad husband, Google.
Doesn't even autofill.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
A lot of shit on that. A lot of stuff.
It's like one blog post by you.
No, there's a lot of stuff there, John. A lot of things.
He closed it as soon as I went over to look.
A lot of things, man. Bad husband. Bad husband.
Well, I hope.
It's not up for debate. It's like anyone who watches, all the TV critics say it's like the most, the best mm-hmm. representation of an equal relationship.
The TV critics, yeah.
Mm-hmm. TV critics. What else would you like, Kevin?
I don't know.
Anyone with a fucking brain?
Bad husband. You know who was a great husband? Alan Matthews. That's the most sincere Boy Meets World. That's the most sincere father figure ever on TV.
I don't even remember what he looks like.
You bitch.
I remember Mr. Feeney.
Me neither. At all.
I remember when Topanga got that haircut and like turned into a hawk.
I remember the first time I found out what Photoshop was. I was devastated because it was someone had sent me a picture of Topanga by a swing set with her tits out. And I was like, oh my God!
You're like, must be real. There is
like,
no
real.
Way.
That's
that
real. And then like weeks later, I found out Photoshop's a thing.
She probably has amazing tits.
I would venture to guess that, yes. Topanga is one of those girls who like, that's probably at the top of a lot of lists of guys our age.
Yeah, I think so. Also, especially because she was the weird hippie kid until she got that haircut, and then
she got hot. Yeah, then she went.
Yeah.
She got out of her awkward.
It was like in one episode.
Hot.
Yeah.
Let me play one more theme song, and then we'll get into the Buzz interview. This is the only other TV dad I think that could go toe to toe with Alan Thicke in terms of just slaying chicks. I'm talking about Step by Step.
I think I was like living in Japan during this or something.
Weird Asa Akira things. This guy, Patrick Duffy, I get the distinct feeling fights that he ran through chicks.
I mean,
he definitely fucked Suzanne Summers. And he probably fucked the daughters.
Every TV.
The daughters were hot as shit.
Yeah, they were. The ditzy brunette,
yeah.
Karen.
You know what? I'm going to go as far as saying I think every TV dad is kind of a perv.
Yeah, and then
except for Coach Taylor. Right. But we established he's more than a TV dad.
Right.
Like, but it's not
right.
fair
he's
to bring him down
bad,
to that
bad
level.
Husband. The ultimate TV dad pervert.
Well, obviously.
Your boy, Bob Saget. Who
oh,
you had.
No.
Who?
No. There's one who's a pedophile. The Seventh Heaven dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
He's the worst. He should be the next to go.
Correct. He needs to die?
He should have died before Alan Thicke.
Yeah, a lot of people should have died before Alan Thicke.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. But Bob Saget has that
no, Bob
jokey,
Saget,
pervy vibe, not that actual pedophile
no,
vibe.
No, but I bet Bob Saget has harassed a woman or two.
I bet you he absolutely has. All right, so let's get back to some of the holiday talk and Home Alone banter with Devin Rattray, a.k.a. Buzz McAllister, and then we're going to get into voicemails after that. This interview is brought to you by Movement Watches. Join the movement. These are watches that have a high-quality feel to them with a very affordable price. These watches look like they're going to be $400, $500, the type of watches that you buy in the department stores. You can get them for just starting at $95 if you go to mvmtwatches.com. On top of that, use my promo code KFC. You're going to get 15% off that order. It's not just a watch. It's a full-blown movement. They've sold over 500,000 watches in 160 countries. I don't even know how many more countries there are left. How many countries are there? Asa? How many countries are there?
Yeah, right.
I mean, 160 sounds
Asa
like...
Save it for Asa thanks.
160 countries sounds like every country where you would be wearing a wristwatch. The rest of them are like you're living in like huts. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And even those people... could use a movement watch. So go over to mvmtwatches.com, use the promo code KFC, get your watch with free shipping and free returns if you don't like anything, and join the movement today. Let's talk to Devin Rattray. All right, so we are joined now by a guy, a very important guest that I have been trying to track down for the past 3 years. Every Christmas for the past 3 years, I reached out, finally got him on the show. We are joined by my man, Devin Rattray, better known as Buzz McAllister from Home Alone. Dev, how you doing, my man?
It is a pleasure to be here, guys. It's an absolute pleasure. How are y'all?
I'm good. I was. I really did send emails to you and your team for the past few years. What finally got the job done and got you to join us on KFC Radio?
It was tenacity. You know, I figured you guys, if you were trying for 3 years, I really should give you guys a crack at it.
Third time's a charm. It is the holiday season. Christmas is upon us. Let me ask you a question. Is that your favorite time of year or maybe least favorite time of year, depending on how you view your role on Home Alone?
It was always my favorite time of year. I just happened to be lucky enough to be in a film that is plastered like television wallpaper all over the broadcast waves at Christmas time. But it's always been my favorite time of year. What all-American red-blooded young man doesn't love Christmas time?
I hear that. But you, I feel like some actors are sometimes maybe a little resentful of some of their major roles where that's, you know, what they're mostly remembered for, or specific lines or quotes. Do you have any problem with people saying, hey, that's Buzz McAllister, or do you embrace that?
Not going to lie, it gets a little strange, you know, turning on the TV and seeing, you know, your 13-year-old face on the screen at random times. Or, you know, having people say the same couple of things to you, which is fine, but just really, but thinking that they're the first person to ever say, Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
Hey, Devin. Hey, Devin. Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
Oh, that is clever. I hadn't heard that before. Oh,
what are some of the other ones that you get the most that drive you crazy?
Lines that I do say, lines that I don't say, lines I never said, lines I never would say. Honestly, it's a strange amalgamation of, like, you know, sometimes there are lines that Uncle Frank has said and Lindsay, like, combined with something that Buzz almost said.
I mean, that's just improvisation, though, right? As an actor, you have to kind of appreciate that.
I mean, yeah, you got to give credit to it. But, you know, you got to give credit to their creativity. But I just wonder, you know, what movie are they watching? Or, you know, they're like, look what you did, you lazy incompetent.
That's a fucking great line.
Hey, I like that one. Maybe that should have been in the script.
Yeah, well, that's copyright Devin Retray.
If there's ever a Home Alone...
No one's ever said that before.
If there's ever a Home Alone 5, we'll work that one in there.
Right, actually, there might be. There actually might be. I lost track after 4, but... I think there could actually be already a 5.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were breaking some news for us there.
I was going to say, if Devin Retray's on our airways breaking the news that there's a new Home Alone coming out, we might have a hot scoop here.
Oh,
but
good Lord.
What do you think about – what are your thoughts on Home Alone 3 and 4? And be honest. I don't want you to be polite to your fellow actors. What do you think about Home Alone 3 and 4?
I saw parts of 3 because – it would be on, like, a cable marathon, and, you know, it would be on the television. I've never saw 4. That was a made-for-television movie. And people have sent me pictures of the DVDs, them holding a DVD of Home Alone 5, but I didn't even realize that was out.
Yeah, I honestly didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah, those movies are trash.
Anybody? French Stewart, really, he really gave it his all in number 3. I'll give you that.
Shout out to French Stewart.
Yeah.
So you were 13 years old when you were Buzz McAllister.
I was.
My number one question to you is, did you ever get laid for being Buzz McAllister?
Well, I'm probably the last to know, you know, because I...
I'm always the first to know.
Yeah, it's, yeah, you usually know when that happens.
No, well, you know, you just believe it's because you're so charming and dashing and great-looking and talented and, you know, witty and, you know, suave with the ladies, you know. So, no, I never have been.
See, I'm the opposite. I always know there's something else. None of those reasons are ever the reason for me. It's like alcohol or the perfume I'm wearing or something like that. It's never because I'm charming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do think that it's probably because they've been buzzed. You know, but not because I'm Buzz.
Well played, Dev. Well played.
Thank you. It was an interesting. I actually online there's somebody who makes T-shirts based on conversations or little clips, bits of conversation that they overhear others saying, and they make T-shirts on it. And there's a T-shirt that says, my friend slipped from Home Alone, and I have no idea who even makes the shirts or who said that, but clearly it was part of somebody's conversation somewhere in the world.
So clearly you were out there getting it in.
So you're a memorable guy,
yeah,
too, huh? Good for you. Congrats.
Well, I'm not a virgin, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
Okay.
Breaking news.
Humble brag, okay.
Congrats on the sex. Did you get to...
I'd be a little sad if I was.
Did you get to hang out with Macaulay at all?
Well, sure, on the sets. Yeah, that's all we did.
Do you ever get jealous? Do you ever get jealous that your career hasn't gone as perfectly as Macaulay Culkin's?
I we each have our own paths to walk.
His has been an interesting one. Have you ever caught, was it Velvet Pizza Underground?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever caught that? Caught a show or maybe heard some of their songs?
I have not. I have not seen a show. I'd be interested in it. They're dedicated to their cause. They love pizza, and I can't blame somebody who doesn't form an entire artistic endeavor towards the culinary lovely juiciness of pizza.
I mean, it started. Yeah. That was one of Kevin McAllister's most beloved things. It kind of manifested itself into Velvet Pizza Underground.
A lovely cheese pizza,
just for me.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he enjoyed that. He enjoyed the pizza and it sort of kept in the ether, his ether. The cosmos sort of said, you're going to continue with pizza or he chose it.
The cosmos.
I don't know, maybe he doesn't want me to be part of the band because I ate all his cheese pizza.
Yeah, now when you pretended to throw up that pizza, would you say that's probably your like Oscar-worthy moment? I would think that's the crowning achievement in your acting career, the way,
it's a good gag. I'm a gag pro.
I was kind of disappointed I was overlooked by the Academy that year. I think they were just trying to test me out to see if maybe, I would come back with more interesting gag reflexes in other films. But that was the only one. That's the only gag reflex I ever have on film.
Well, it
terrible,
was...
terrible. Because, I think I could do it a lot better now.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe now's your chance.
Maybe now's your chance.
Come on. Maybe just give us a little gag reflex, Dev.
I need to have some pizza, folks, and it's just too early in the day for that right now.
I have a question, Dev, on Corden Condi. Usually I feel like actors take a role that they believe in.
Let me just give a little background on Corden Condi. It was funny. A documentary you made where you basically were courting Condoleezza Rice and trying to serenade her and romantically woo her, correct? Dev?
For a moment. Oh.
Sorry,
you were talking about Corden Condi.
Yeah, so Corden Condi was a mockumentary that you created where you were serenading Condoleezza Rice and trying to romantically woo her, correct?
Yes.
That was
the project.
Now, I feel like actors always take a role where they kind of draw on something. Do you have, a little passion for the black ladies?
It was a little bit bigger than that. It was the political satire. We were going after the Bush administration, and would have been just a little too weird if I was going after George Bush himself.
Would it have though? I feel like that would have been a little more adventurous.
Could have made some headlines.
Well, certainly could have made some headlines, me ending up in jail.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to go to jail to make a name for yourself.
Hey, Devin, let me tell you something here, pal. I've gone to jail for reasons such as this. I've literally been imprisoned for promoting my cause. Mine was a little different, a little more important. It was Tom Brady's freedom. But, we all have our path, as you said.
Written in the cosmos. The cosmos had that in store for you, John.
Well, I mean, that's to be sent to prison... For that, I think anybody would understand. And people would do it. People would stand behind you. People would gladly stand in line to go to jail for that.
Sure did.
Not so many people jumped behind the whole Condi bandwagon, so to speak.
Well, can I tell you why? Your first problem was you should have done it under Buzz McAllister. If it was Buzz McAllister going after Condoleezza Rice, you would have had a nation behind you. Legion.
I would watch that.
Wow. Well, maybe there's a chance for a sequel. Perhaps, maybe it'll be Melania or...
Oh, hey now.
Yes!
Hey, Hey, now, you know, Donald Trump has his own Home Alone connections. He had that cameo in Home Alone too. So, you know, you probably got his number in your cell. You could probably hook that up.
Yeah. I met the first. I mean, this is the first president-elect that I've ever met.
Let me ask you, if you were to, what would Buzz McAllister be doing right now? The character. How many years later? When did it come out? 1990. So we're talking 25, 26 years later.
Yeah, he'd probably be doing 10 to 15.
For what? For what? What would Buzz have done? Some sort of assault, probably, right?
Put a donkey in a bathtub in the state of Idaho, which is completely illegal.
Tell you what, Idaho, they got their fucking stuff all confused, huh?
Idaho's got a lot more to figure out than donkeys and bathtubs. Why did you know that donkeys are illegal putting into bathtubs in Idaho?
Let's just say I got off with a warning.
You, my friend, are from outer space. You are from the cosmos.
The cosmic rim, yes.
Do you think there's any chance of a Home Alone reunion type of thing in the works? And if not, why don't you spearhead that effort for us?
There have been spearheads not led by me. Other cast members would love to see everyone get back together. I'm not sure what we would do if we got together. I mean, certainly watching or making a movie of, you know, Macaulay being left home alone wouldn't be quite, you know, there wouldn't be much point to it. You know, a 30-something-year-old man left home alone. But the other cast members were, you know, we connect through Facebook or whatnot, and everyone's doing really well, and it's nice to see everyone's families. And
is Uncle Frank still alive?
Uncle Frank is still with
us. Still kicking.
I have I feel like this year has been a big year for that reunions, the kind of capitalizing on 90s nostalgia. There was Full House, Friends, Boy Meets World. There's actually a shell.
Yep.
I feel like you got to strike now. I think the internet is hot with 90s nostalgia. It has been for a few years, but I think prediction hat on 2017 is going to be the end of 90s nostalgia. We're going to move into the aughts.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this is your shot then. It's now or never, Dev.
I'm very glad that you're referring to them as the aughts. I was really trying to start for 10 whole years. I called them the aughts and nobody knew what the hell I was talking about. I'm glad that you call them the aughts.
Dev, I never caught on with the Condi one, but I'm willing to go to jail for this. It's the aughts for sure.
I absolutely, it is the aughts. That is the correct way of pronouncing them.
Just a couple smart guys talking.
Thank you. And nobody else ever went with that. I look forward to bringing on the aughts nostalgia, and that is absolutely just fine with me. We can move on from the 90s and move into looking back at the good old days of George W.
Are you still cashing Home Alone checks?
Well, it's always nice for them to come in the mail. Sure.
He's light them on fire instead?
No, they're coming.
Can you give me a, you know, ballpark range of what those numbers are these days in 2016, 17?
You know, it's in the four digits. I'll tell you that. Maybe
there you go.
Even five.
Hey. So maybe
listen, that's a fucking nice check. I'll take a four digit
check. Absolutely.
I'm not telling you if that includes the decimal point and the cent.
Oh, you son of a bitch! You coy son of a bitch! Do you
look
so
at that?
You are one slick motherfucker, Devin. I like your style. So if you don't like everybody saying Buzz, your girlfriend, woof, maybe Trout Sniffer, or these mashup lines that you never even said, what's a line that you would appreciate a Home Alone fan running up to you and saying?
Gosh, Devin, you're such a talented, smart, funny, good-looking guy.
All right, we all know that.
It's interesting. Mila Kunis once said that when she was with Macaulay Culkin for so long, she said that she's never seen fans more passionate than Macaulay Culkin's fans. She said she's been in Hollywood for a long time, and the craziest, weirdest fans she's ever seen are Macaulay's. I imagine most of those come from Home Alone. Because I don't know, Pagemaster, maybe. What else was there?
Yeah, the
Pagemaster was a classic.
The one where he was like an evil kid.
I think, you know, the fans
the good
of
son.
Getting Even with Dad are some pretty rabid fans.
Oh, Blank Check.
Oh,
that was a big
check.
One. So he had a lot of that.
He wasn't in Blank Check. Good Lord.
Oh,
Getting Even with
Richie
Dad.
Rich.
Nobody ever saw that.
Richie was in, not Blank Check. Richie Rich.
Richie Rich. He was in.
Kevin, you made us look like an asshole.
Fuck. I really botched that one. Did you ever get any like Macaulay groupie runoff?
Macaulay groupie runoff?
Yeah.
Nobody has ever confused the two of us.
No, but nobody's it's like
I've seen Entourage. I know Turtle
exactly.
gets a little
we
bit.
We know how Turtle did it with Vinny Chase. There had to be a few girls who wanted to get into Macaulay's trailer who couldn't, and they were like, hey, there's Buzz. A couple hand jobs here or there.
You know, most of them were just filtered down to Fuller.
I got to take care of family first, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You just go to Kieran. You know, he'll wet the bed.
I bet he will. I
been
love
there.
It.
Been there.
Love it. Beat that, you trout sniffer.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. It really is, in my mind, the best Christmas movie of all time, and I thoroughly enjoy it every single year, both movies. So, you're very cool about it in the fact that I think a lot of other actors are sometimes a little resentful of those roles.
It's kind
of
like how Eminem won't play like a Slim Shady, so.
Yeah, I think that other people won't.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's very admirable, and I think it's very cool, and it's awesome that you were that character and a part of, lives for the past 30 years at this point. So hopefully there's 30 more, and hope those checks keep coming for you, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's,
hey, Dev, I got one more question. I got one more question for you. I looked up your net worth before we came on because I like to know how important the person I'm talking to is. It says you're worth $400,000. Can I have $50?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Venmo John Feidelberg. Thank you very much. It was awesome talking to you, Devin. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, listen, maybe we can talk again in 3 years, okay?
Yeah, well, keep on trying. You know, 3 more years, I'll give you another crack at it.
It's almost like an election. It'll be like a 3-year cycle, so I'll talk to you in 2019.
All right, and this time we'll talk more about the aughts.
Yeah, all right,
in
dude.
3 more years.
To the aughts. Thanks a lot, pal.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Big thanks to my man Devin Rattray for finally sitting down and doing that interview. I bet Buzz McAllister enjoyed a chocolatey treat once or twice in his heyday. We all do, especially around the holiday season. Everybody loves a chocolatey treat, and that's why you got to get involved with Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries are chocolate-dipped berries that are a special blend of cocoa and chocolate and are very, very tasty for the holiday season. The freshly dipped strawberries start at just $19.99 when you use the promo code KFC. You're going to get 30% savings, or you can get double the berries for just $10 more. So twice the Sherry's berries for just $30. It's an unbelievable deal. And like I said, it's a great gift for the holiday season because everyone wants to eat those sweets and enjoy some decadent, fresh, juicy, shareable, irresistible treats. With Christmas right around the corner, there's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 deal. And here's how you do it. Go to berries.com. Spell it out, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in KFC. Got something for everyone and every taste. So go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in KFC to order them today. All right, let's get into the voicemails. I got a very kind of a complicated one that was actually sent to us last week. We didn't have time for it. So we're going to get into this from last week, and then I was hit with an update on Twitter. So listen up, because you got to understand the details of this tale.
Hey, guys. I'm going to get right into it. I have a story and a question to follow up that's been a big debate amongst my group chat. I'm going to make this as short as possible. So my friend meets a girl online. I'm not going to say the name of the app because I know we don't do free advertising here. So they go out on a date. They go back to his place. All that happens is that she gives him a hand job, but they don't even kiss. So he thinks it's weird that they didn't kiss, and she also makes some sort of joke, basically asking him for money. But he took that as her trying to be funny. So the next day he texts her, bringing up the joke, and she goes into this whole thing that she believes that the first time that a guy has sex with a girl, that the guy should pay to show that he's serious. So my friend pays her $300 for sex. He hasn't paid her for sex since, and they've had sex multiple times, because she is now his girlfriend. So to add another layer to this story, they're dating, I would say, for about a month or two now, and she deactivated her Facebook because they now share a Facebook where the Facebook name is now his first name, her first name, and his last name. So my question is this. Is she a hooker? And my request is that for all of you to please call him a fucking idiot so he can end this. Thank
you. What a voicemail. Asa was mouthing, I need a notebook to take down notes.
No, I started taking
story.
Notes on my phone.
That was quite the tale.
So, that was amazing.
Should I give you the update now, or you want to talk about it? Then I'll hit you with the
update.
No, talk about it first.
I want to talk about it before I hear the update.
Yeah, okay.
So to recap, hooks up with this girl, no kiss, but a hand job. She jokes, quote unquote, jokes that he should give money to her. The next time, he brings up the joke, and she says, "No, I really believe that guys should give money to chicks for having sex." Pays her $300. They're now dating and share a Facebook. This guy's dating a hooker, right?
No.
Asa, I'm going to go to you first.
Okay. Give me a minute. Yeah. Just like no interruption.
You can go, girl.
Okay. I don't think she's a hooker because hookers collect up front.
True.
So if she is a hooker, she's the worst hooker in the world. Second of all, we need to know what app this is. Who cares if it's free advertising?
Yeah,
like,
that's
we
true.
Need to know. Because if it's Tinder, it's going to be different than if it was like on Instagram, because that would definitely be a hooker. So
Instagram more hookerish than
I think there are a lot of hookers on Tinder. That's
okay.
A-
wait, you guys, I'm not done. Okay.
I asked for a minute, and you only gave me 30 seconds.
Yeah. Second, I would bet my life she's Eastern European, probably Russian or Ukrainian.
Wow.
Maybe Polish.
Profiling, I love it.
And that's all I have to say.
So it's an Eastern European slut who just wants money.
No, I wouldn't say slutty.
So it's just an Eastern European chick who's like, I think that guys need to pay me to have sex. And that's not a hooker.
I think it's just Eastern Europeans have a very, like, Eastern European women, I feel like, tend to have a very hookerish mentality. Like, they're kind of raised and bred to think, like, I need to find a man. He's going to support me. I have to do these things and not do these things so that I lock him in. And I think it's just that story to me screams
Eastern European
woman meets American man.
But, you know, confident enough or whatever you want to call it to be like, you got to pay me for sex.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
just not a hooker.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she charges men for sex, but she's not a hooker.
I think you can do hookerish things without being a hooker, like me.
Yeah, I mean,
for example.
I don't think if it's not like your profession.
It's not her profession.
She's just like, if she has a day job and it's like, but when I have sex with dudes, you've got
to
pay
look,
me.
Here's the deal. It's people always say what hookers about hookers is, you know, at least you know the price.
Right. And you know, you're going to pay
$300
for it one way.
That's three dates.
Yeah.
Right?
When they say, you know, the old adage is always like, you're going to pay for it one way or the other.
100%.
You know?
So even if
hookers,
the price
you know
is like
getting.
Your dignity.
So like basically what that was, what the price was, it was skip go or whatever the hell the Monopoly term is.
Go directly to go, $200.
Do not pass go. But it was just a way to skip the three dates.
Yeah.
So it was,
that's,
you got the
hand
job.
That's why hookers are awesome,
You got the hand job and then you got the $300 sex.
Right,
and
but that's
like,
that's,
it's like we don't have to do the time period. Of me taking you to dinner and a movie, and
but basically what you just described is a hooker. So
yeah,
are you saying
it's
a hooker?
But it's, no, I'm with Asa, where it's hookerish behavior,
right?
But she's not a hooker.
I'm actually with you guys as well.
It was also, I think, a power
I think it's
move
weird
to like
as fuck, though.
She was putting her foot down and establishing from the very beginning what kind of relationship this is going to be. You're the money guy, and I'll give you whatever you want.
I'm the pussy girl.
I'm the pussy and mouth and whatever other hole, and I.
That's
$500. So
I was
going to
say, that better be more than $300.
Wait, like, do we have this guy's... This always happens. Like, I want their info to, like, so
we
can call them.
We can follow up with the guy who called, or at least a friend of this situation, because he reached out to me on Twitter, and he gave me the update.
Wait, I don't want the update yet.
Okay.
I think the weirdest part about this whole thing isn't the fact that she asked for money. It's that within 2 weeks, they're sharing a Facebook page.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane. That's like some high school shit.
And the first name, last name, and then his last name is some very much like marriage shit, which would kind of go to her theory that this chick is like,
I'm
trying.
You.
Can I give you the update?
Yes.
Because it really plays into that. She's pregnant.
She's pregnant
she,
now.
Well, she trapped him.
Good job. I applaud this woman.
That
was an Eastern European chick who wanted this husband, got $300
from
him,
and she's about
and
to get her
him.
Green card too.
Yeah.
So she wins.
That was a level of KFC radio analysis that we don't ever go into.
No.
I mean, we just took like this guy. We would have been like, bro, your friend's a weirdo. He's banging a hooker. Tell him to fuck a chick who doesn't charge him money. She was like, it's an Eastern European who's getting a green card.
I need to know that I'm right. Like, I...
We can, I will reach out to this dude. We'll privately get an update, and I hopefully will have something for you all next week on the tale of
did
the
she get
hooker
pregnant
who's not
the
a hooker.
First time he fucked her?
It couldn't have been that.
Not through a hand job.
Not the hand job, no. I paid more attention to sex ed than that. Not a lot, but I get that part.
I mean, he said it was like 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. They're dating. They shared the Facebook, and then I got the tweet a week later, so it's a month. I mean, like.
Sometimes it takes a month to just realize.
Yeah, also, well, sometimes it does take a month to be pregnant.
Condoms. She was taking sugar pills and saying it was birth control. Like she wasn't. There was no contraception involved. He thought there was, but there wasn't.
Well, first of all, what guy is going to turn down no condom sex? I mean, I'm pretty sure
if it was a new relationship. No, I would go no condom, but I just wouldn't fucking come in her.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And don't give me crazy behavior. You can't get pregnant. You can get pregnant with pre-cum. Fuck that. No, you can't.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that.
Let's talk to one of the ladies.
Thanks, guys.
Whoops.
Hey, KFC. It's Mary from New Jersey. I recently broke up with my boyfriend because I realized that I liked him more than he liked me. And I was just wondering if you guys have ever broken up with someone because you realized that you like them more than they like you.
Welcome to my life.
What?
This is like
what's
every relationship I've ever been in, bro.
Yeah.
That was such a girl question.
I feel like
that was the girliest question
I could see you doing that.
You see me doing that?
Yeah. You're like the most vain person ever. And to be like the one in the relationship that doesn't have the upper hand, I could see you being like, fuck this. And to be honest, I think that's a good move. I think having hand in relationship is a big deal. And when you don't have it, it's like, I'm out. And you may really, obviously you really like her, but it's like the like convenience factor in your life is going to be a fucking disaster if you stay with this girl long term. Or guy long term.
Wait, which side are you talking from?
I'm saying that I can understand someone breaking up because it's like you're always like chasing and you're Tammy Tailoring it where you're just bowing down to the person.
Yeah. You want to be Coach Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, yes, exactly. You always want to have there's always someone in a relationship who's reaching. And it's ironic as I'm saying this because I'm the one reaching in mine. But that's just always how it kind of ends up when you settle down. But I'm saying I think it's always better to be that person who's controlling
the
shit. Yeah, it's fucking better to just be like I get to kind of make the plans or cancel the plans or I'm the one putting someone in the doghouse, not being put in the doghouse.
Well, first of all, I think once you're married, the woman is the boss.
100%.
I don't think that's even a who likes who more thing. By the time you're married, I'm pretty sure you like each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure how that
works.
But
like, and then the woman's the boss. And that's just like nature.
That's just how marriage works. And if you, I think that like if it's the other way around, like your marriage is probably just going to crumble.
No, if it's the other way around, then it's like domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Abuse.
But I mean, not to even take it that far. I just feel like if it's a marriage where the dude is still like really running the show, I feel like it's eventually just going to crumble. Because eventually he's going to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, that's the fucking best part of getting married is you don't have to make decisions anymore.
Yeah, right.
Ever,
it's like all
ever
this,
again.
I think about this all the
ever
time.
Ever again.
If I were a billionaire, I would pay someone to make all my decisions for me.
100%.
Like, I don't want any choices. Just tell me what I'm eating. Tell me
clothes,
what I'm wearing.
Food,
yes.
TV,
but make
plans.
It the right answer. You know?
And that, my friends, was marriage. That was marriage in a nutshell. I want someone to make all the decisions for me, but make sure they're exactly what I want. You bitches.
Yes.
So have you seen, I doubt either of you have seen this movie. Do you see the Bad Moms with Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
Yeah, movie sucks so fucking
okay,
bad.
Okay, so I watched that, right?
Yeah, it sucked.
So the scumbag dad. Mm-hmm. I was like, I fucking agree with everything this guy's saying.
I don't remember it that well.
I fell asleep literally three times during this movie, and every time I woke up, I was so pissed it was still on. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
So listen,
I haven't slept through this yet.
I watched it with my wife, who like, to a new mom, it makes a lot of sense. It resonates
I'm sure.
with them.
Yeah.
So there's like a scene where they're in therapy, and the dad is like, basically kind of what we just said, like, Why would I even try to make the decisions when you're a perfectionist and everything I do is wrong anyway? So why don't you just make the decision? And like the whole movie is like, what a fucking asshole this guy is. And I was like, oh man, I think that shit all the time. And he's like, I haven't got a blowjob in 3 years. I'm like, I feel bad for this guy. And in the end, he never gets to see the kids. I was like, dude, that dad kind of got like a raw deal in that movie. And she was like, what? No, he's the asshole. I was like, I guess I'm the asshole from Bad Moms.
I feel like you paid such close attention to this movie.
I did.
I don't remember any of those
things. Telling you, when you're a new parent, it fucking.
But this girl, the advice question, like I think like you guys are coming at it from a different angle, because I think she should break up with him because she
love is dead.
No, because I think you guys are just seeing it as like who likes who more. But I think she means probably, or maybe I'm projecting, is like who's showing more effort. And like maybe
again, this is
you know, like maybe I bet that she texts him five times for every time he texts once.
Yeah, and but you know what? That's not what he wants. Like that's kind of like look.
Yeah,
she's
so then
fucking
she should
crazy again,
because he's probably getting everything he wants. He's probably getting laid when he wants. He's probably in his perfect relationship, and she's not.
Right.
So she should leave and find something perfect for her.
Right.
Quote unquote.
And
perfect.
then what happens is eventually, it switches and you get married.
Yeah.
And the girl has what she thinks is a perfect marriage, and the guy is like, "This fucking stinks, but I'm not gonna go through a divorce. Like, we're just gonna ride this out. Come on, I don't want to do all that."
So every guy's like, I always think back to Matt Damon in The Departed when they're laying in bed, and he's like, "If something's wrong, like, you got to be the one to go, because I'll do this till I die."
It's so true.
I'll lay in this bed miserable until I fucking die.
We've said it forever. Guys don't break up. They just start to act how they want to act until they wear the girl down and she finally pulls the trigger.
That's been my
That's
advice
our
for
mantra
I've,
for
you know
four
what?
Fucking
I've
years.
I've literally been told that before.
Yeah, it's just because we don't want to be the bad guy and we don't want to go through the whole process, so I'm just going to like blow you off.
So maybe that's what. Maybe that's why she should leave. Maybe that's what he did. I'm going to stop texting.
Yeah, she should leave.
Yeah. No, she was
so shout out to this girl.
Well within her rights.
She made the right choice.
But it makes us like you more. That's
I know,
the
and that's why the world
but
keeps spinning.
They all
and
know
humanity.
That. We
yeah.
know that.
Right.
And
yeah,
also,
you don't do that because you know it.
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's on purpose?
Yeah, let's get into this. Let's pull back the curtain. I mean, I'm not going to say there. Yes, we do it on purpose. Yes, we do it on purpose. That's yeah. what I'm going to say.
I'm going to say yes.
That's even worse.
Let me rephrase it, though. I think we ratchet it up when it's. Because I think that we're kind of naturally that way.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It is the natural, not habitat, but the natural method of the man.
I think that there is something very, there's something to be said for like nice guys finish last and girls are attracted to the asshole. I think it's lame if you like take it to the extent where you're like fucking just belittling a chick to bang her.
Like
I
negging.
Hate that.
I think negging,
I fucking
I think
hate
negging
that
is the dumbest shit in the whole world.
But it fucking works.
But I've,
so
I've
if that's
never,
your goal,
I've
what's
never
negging?
Like saying something negative about the girl.
You
on
compliment
purpose.
Her by saying,
oh,
yeah. Like,
I hate that.
That's yeah. the dumbest shit ever.
That's like some pickup artist shit.
Exactly.
I hate
exactly.
that. When I see someone doing that, I'm like, you
but,
insecure little asshole.
Yes,
right.
But
like,
you are coming from an angle that most chicks are not. And a lot of girls are just like, wait, why does he like me? I'm going to show him that that he's going to like me. Like, I'm going to fuck him and I'm going to bang. You know what I mean? That
yeah.
So it works. So I think it's lame if you have to resort to those things. But
I don't do that stuff. I just do I pretty much just do the texting thing. And that's because I just a lot of times I just forget and I'm just kind of like
that's the problem
fuck it.
Yeah
like,
but that's
if
the best
liked
kind
us, you wouldn't forget
right.
You're not being like I want to write back to her but I'm not going to it's just like I forgot
yeah
and then
but,
they're like
but then I'll
I want to fucking
I'll see it like the next day and be like ah that's right she texted me
there,
too late
and that's,
now
there's a direct correlation between how much a guy likes you and how fast he texts you back 100,000,000%.
Yeah, definitely.
And same for the other way around too. Like if I'm
well,
just stringing a guy along for attention, then I'll text him back in 2 weeks when I'm bored.
It makes sense.
But when I like someone,
Asa always writes back to me real quick, bro.
What you're saying makes sense as far as the direct correlation thing, but it's instincts. Like when a girl I like texts me. I want to text back right away, but then I'm like, I
yeah,
gotta wait 10 minutes.
That's
I gotta
true.
Wait 15 minutes.
So in a
dumb.
Weird way,
that
it is dumb.
So dumb.
But
I hate that.
It's like these are rules of the game that have been predetermined
yeah.
by
like
fucking innate.
Like, if nobody played the game, it wouldn't be a game.
I agree, but there's no way we can get everyone to agree to
and
not
then life
play the
would
game.
Be boring as shit.
No, it wouldn't.
It's like what's her name, Kelly Kapoor. She goes, Daryl just says what's on his mind all the time. What kind of game is that?
yeah.
So, like, if we were doing that, it'd be like, well, all right, what's he doing now? Like, this is crazy. This is some shit I've never seen before.
Know. Like, I appreciate, I mean, I don't play any games. Like, if I spend the night with a guy and I like him, I'm like that person texting on the way home. I'm like, I had a really great time.
Yeah, but I bet that guy's like, me too. Text right back.
Yeah, and if he doesn't, if he plays the game and he doesn't, then I lose interest. I'm like, ugh.
I would say that you are in the vast minority of girls, though, in many more ways than one, but specifically with that. It's a confidence thing. I think when you get to a point where you're truly, genuinely confident and secure, which is a thing that a lot of girls can't do.
I definitely don't follow the, like, 3-day rule.
No,
or
fuck that
like
noise.
That.
Three days is so long.
Yeah,
I hate that.
So long.
If someone doesn't text me in 3 days, like,
you're out of my life.
Goodbye.
Yeah, but these fucking people buy into it. So then it's like, so then it comes down to like, all right, you're a guy, right? You're trying to get laid. You don't buy into all this shit, but it's like, I want to get laid. And everybody out there is seemingly subscribing to this like set of rules. So I'm just going to do it too. Are you going to change the world? You're going to be the change that you want to see? Fuck out of here. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, I get it. I mean, I it's like steroids. Like if one person
yeah,
is going to do it, then
is.
It's like everyone has
that's
to do
a fucking
it or else
great,
it's unfair.
That's what the pitchers in baseball in the 90s said. Like, well, the hitters are doing it. I got
to
do it too.
Yeah, you have to. Or else it's...
That was... A great sports analogy well, coming
thank
from
you.
Asa.
Thank you.
You're
so
you're
happy
growing
right
more. Like,
I love sports.
I love it. Let's get weird for a second.
What's up, KFC? Would you rather build your own shelter or hunt for your own food?
Build your own shelter, hunt for your own food. Now, I'm putting this in here on purpose because we haven't done some weird shit like this with Asa yet. Usually, like, weird means, like, sex. It's, like, the opposite with her where it's, like, we're going to talk about, like, survivalist instincts and shit. I have my answer 1,000%.
I do, too.
But this is why I love this game because usually we are opposite.
I have my answer 1,000%.
Do you have your answer? Are you confident in your answer or are you, like, back and forth? Awesome.
I mean, I'm back and forth.
Okay. John. On the count of three, say what it is. 1, 2, 3. Build
shelter.
Shelter. Yep. I'm not going to be able to hunt food. Like, what am I, some sort
oh,
of
I
fucking...
Oh, I think hunting food would be so much easier than building
what
a shelter.
What are you, an Indian? No. What are you, nuts? Are you going to track an animal, Asa? How are you going to go about tracking a fucking boar?
I didn't think
you
that far.
You motherfucker said boar.
You just...
I didn't think about that. That's what hunting is.
I mean...
What did you think? How
Asa's just going to sit there and wait for it to come and then die.
I mean, obviously, I'd, like, prey on, like, a slower animal, like a pig. Well, also...
Okay, let's talk through this. We're going to go pig hunting, Asa.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Also, can you just go to a farm and shoot a pig there?
Does that sound like hunting?
I don't know. Do I look like I would know anything about hunting?
Exactly my point. Why would you pick this? You don't know anything about hunting.
Dude, I could... Because my shelter, I would just sleep under a tree. I don't need... I could be a pretty good homeless person.
You would be a great homeless person.
I could be pretty good at being homeless.
Me too.
I don't. I sleep on my couch.
You
three,
are cold. You're cold in the
three
studio.
No, I have a whole. I have like a homeless plan A, plan B. Like
oh,
I think
so
about
do
being
I.
homeless all the but time.
Oh no, I could do it. Any I could. I can sleep anywhere in the world. It's very easy. I could sleep on a cement slab. I don't. A shelter wouldn't be too hard for
it's
me.
It's not just about getting sleep. Being homeless, like you know, it's hard.
Well,
to be
I'm
homeless.
Talking about like building my shelter.
Right.
It wouldn't be hard for me to build a shelter. I could build a very.
You could build a shitty shelter and be fine.
I'd
be
fine. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Got
wait,
it.
Hold on. Is the question here? Would you rather be homeless with no home but unlimited food, or you have a home but no food? Is that what this question means?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I guess so. Right.
So I would definitely rather have a home, and need to get food. First of all, I could just be a vegetarian.
Yeah. So you just flip sides.
So
you just flip sides.
No, she stayed with it.
Wait, I don't know.
She
did
would
I
rather
pick
build her
that?
Own oh. shelter now?
No, she'd rather have a shelter.
She'd I'd rather have a shelter.
Oh. So you still want to be a hunter? You're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's run through your pig hunting. You find a fucking pig at the farm, wherever you kill it. Now, how are you going to cook and eat this pig? You couldn't do that either.
Yeah,
you couldn't do that. So you can't do anything. How, about
how,
the food.
Are you going to cut the pig apart and you're going to do that too?
Put it on the fucking spit and
what
turn
parts,
it over the
what
fire.
What parts would you eat? How are you going to cut its leg off?
Through the bones and the eyes.
I'd
just become a vegetarian. It's all right, guys.
My thought was just like, I could probably figure out how to build a. You just got your whisker bit off by the microphone, right? That happened to me before. It hurts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like the warning sign that you're deep throating that mic. I think I know how to build a fucking house, you know, 4 walls and a roof.
You can build that?
No, but I'm saying like that. I could do that better than I could hunt. That was my thought.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
like if I could get my hands on some wood, I could maybe create this and that with a roof, and then I'd be out of the rain and the snow. I would not be able to kill and cook anything.
No. Absolutely. Not only do I not have the skills, I don't have the testicular fortitude to do it. Once there was some blood, I'm out.
Yeah, right.
Oh. I couldn't cut into the... I'm fine
skinning it off the bone and shit. There it is. We already checked off the gag. We just got to get fetishes in, and then this episode is complete.
Oh, that fetishes. That reminds me. Back to the first question. Maybe he has like a financial domination fetish. Mm. Like maybe
he has some shit we don't even
like.
Think
maybe
about.
He's not telling the full story to his friend.
Because that's just not real.
Because he doesn't.
It's a real thing.
No.
It is a real thing.
I know it's a real thing, but it's also not a real thing.
How do I argue that?
It's like one of those, like, one in a billion things. Like, there aren't a lot of those.
Right, and, like, we're not getting a KFC radio call from a financial dominatrix or something.
It's way more than one in a billion, first of all. How many people are on Earth?
4 billion.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, it's like seven or eight now. Keeps going.
Well, okay,
yeah.
It does keep going.
Definitely...
Like, that's how birth works.
It's going fast, though.
No,
like,
but
it was
4 die.
Billion not that long ago.
I know, but people are born at a much higher rate.
Not in Japan.
Yeah, Japan's got... They're going to be gone
Japan.
Soon.
Fuck that, man.
Anyways, there's more than 7 to 8 people
on
Earth with that fetish.
Everything I say isn't literal on this show. There aren't many of them is what my point is. There are not many of them.
I bet there's more than you think.
They're definitely not KFC radio listeners or the people that hang around with KFC radio listeners.
No, fetish has nothing to do with
yes,
what you're
interested. Not my crew.
I'm not rolling with financial fetishist, and I'm not.
You wouldn't even know it if you did.
And the guys that I'm hanging out with are not getting butt fucked.
That's probably what this guy calling in thinks, and that's why his friend is uncomfortable telling
that's
him.
That's right.
That
I forgot about the butt fucking thing.
Yeah, three guys in the office get their butts fucked, apparently. Let's talk about aliens.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a little situation here I think you'd appreciate. So it was my birthday last week, and had a girl over. And we're just sitting watching some movies, and the talk of aliens came up. And I'm a big alien guy, as I know you guys are as well. And we started getting into a pretty heated discussion, and she absolutely did not want to hear anything, very closed-minded, didn't believe in any other life forms out in galaxy or anywhere, which I just couldn't believe. So I put on Ancient Aliens, tried to show her something, and we ended up getting a bigger argument. She was like, maybe I should leave. And I was like, you know what, that's probably a good idea. So she left. So about 5 minutes later, she texts me and says, come outside. So I said, all right, God, let's see what this is. She ended up actually making me a cake, and she ended up slamming the cake on my porch outside my front door. So what do I do with that? Do I kind of just leave it alone? I mean, we haven't talked since. Do I reach out? Like I said, so I just leave her alone. She's so closed-minded about extraterrestrial life.
Should I leave her alone because she's so closed-minded about extraterrestrial life?
Everything that's wrong with men. This guy genuinely...
What's wrong with girls?
The problem here isn't that one person believes in aliens and the other one doesn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. That's not the issue.
Also, the issue is the way over-dramatic reaction of me smashing the cake in front of your house.
The overdramatic reaction here is that they were fighting in the first place
because
about
of
something
the girl.
As trivial as aliens to the
as
point.
As you just
trivial?
Say trivial
as aliens? What are you talking about?
If I had a cake, I would smash it right now.
It is trivial. They're fighting all the. Oh, they're only fighting about the things that could make us go extinct. Trivial. Trivial in your eyes.
Or the things that could make us go extinct, the things that gave us life, the things that gave us knowledge.
Listen,
aliens are everything.
Different people have different beliefs. I'm with you guys on the aliens. Like, don't attack me as if I'm a non-believer.
You
God.
Just said they're trivial. You're not that much of a believer.
It's not enough to fight about to the point where someone leaves.
I'll tell you what. It's
these
people
it's probably
have the
bad
only
communication.
Thing. It's probably the only thing I'd fight about.
Well... this is everything that's wrong with men, period. And that's all I'm going to say about
girls
this.
Girls are dumb.
what?
Girls are dumb, yes.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Girls are stupid.
The cake thing
girls
is...
are dumb and not funny. That's just facts.
But that has nothing to do with this voicemail.
Yeah, it's tangent. We're doing tangents today.
The fact that they got into an argument about this is just a surefire sign that they should just... quit communicating.
I agree with that.
Together.
I would say that
I'll
girl's
tell you
dumb.
This.
You should not hang out with her.
I'm anymore. Willing to put down a pretty penny. He's not the one who escalated this fight.
Exactly. Facts.
Sexist.
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
Correct. There's correct.
I'm a correctist. And
correct.
You know what? Oh my God.
I guarantee he was like,
John, I hate to leave you alone in the trenches here. He was the one who put on Ancient Aliens and was like, watch this, bitch. That's a little bit escalating.
And he is the passionate one. He is so passionate about it, he's leaving us a voicemail about it. He's definitely the one that escalated the situation. She was probably like,
I hate to agree with her on this one, but she might.
She's probably like, let's move on. And he's like, no, you need to believe in aliens.
Play this out. We hook up with a girl, and I bring up aliens, and she's like, I don't believe in them. You would probably text me like, I just hung out with this dumb chick who fucking doesn't believe in aliens. You wouldn't be like, watch this show on the History Channel right now and listen to these facts.
Fair point.
So maybe he
did escalate. Yeah, she wasn't like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot. Why don't you educate me? Show me your best TV show.
Yeah, I mean, that's because that's all wrong with women. You won't even give it a shot. good argument.
She did give it a shot. She watched the show.
Nah, I don't think she did. Let's talk about food from the girl who fasts for like 60% of her life.
What's up, KSC? This is Matt from New York again. First time caller, long time listener. I was actually pulled over by a cop in the midst of my last voicemail and given a ticket for distracted driving, so that's fun.
Nice.
Anyway, I saw the video you guys posted, the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse steak chancing. And so I was wondering, if you had to choose one meat to eat for the rest of your life between the big three, meaning chicken, beef, and pork, which would you choose?
I love this question.
So, like, if you choose chicken, you can't eat steaks, bacon.
Yeah, we know how that works.
Wait, hold on. So is health a factor here?
I mean, that's up to you.
I believe it. Yeah. I mean,
it depends. Okay, well, it doesn't matter because it's not like you have to eat it every day. Okay.
You do have to eat
it every day.
Well, I mean, I do. I do.
Well, I don't eat meat every day.
I can't go through it.
Yeah, I mean, Asa fasts 16 hours a day.
That's too much.
Including when I'm sleeping, though.
Oh. That doesn't count.
I basically don't eat breakfast.
Oh. That is so...
Or lunch.
You've been telling me about this fasting thing. You basically skip a meal.
It's called intermittent fasting.
You skip breakfast and eat a late lunch.
Yeah, basically.
I do that every day. I'm fasting, John. I haven't had breakfast and I'm going to eat lunch at like 2:30.
But are you actually officially doing it?
I've done it every day for the past like
3 days. I'm just being alive.
So me and you can fast together.
Okay.
You sold me a bill of goods, babe. That is just So the question is:
I have a very definite answer.
You have a definite answer?
Yeah.
I have a definite out, and that's pork.
Oh.
Definitely out.
Was pork your answer?
Pork's my answer.
Wow. No way.
That is a terrible answer.
Pork is the most delicious meat. It's the most fatty.
Yeah, gross. That's why.
You can prepare it so many ways.
You got bacon.
I know what's my out too.
So now beef and chicken's my like toss up because chicken is very versatile. You know, you got
chicken
the buffalo wings,
disgusting.
You have grilled chicken, you have fried chicken, you have chicken nuggets, you have all sorts of shit.
All gross.
But they're all like staple. They're not all gross. You just answered pork, so maybe we could shut this microphone off for a second. Chicken is a very versatile lunch and dinner sort of thing. Beef is pretty much like I guess you have burgers, steak. I don't know.
Tartar.
There's no way I'm leaving burgers and steak.
Yeah, you can't do that, right?
No way.
You can't do it. Also, no I honestly think I could eat steak forever. Like, yeah. That's not a thing I'm never going to
I love cold steak. I love cooking a steak, popping her in the fridge, and then just eating that shit barehanded in the morning.
Ah, caveman shit. You don't like steak?
I think you like the way steak makes you feel.
Oh, shit.
Is what
we're
it
getting,
sounds
we're
like.
Deep.
I'm going to start rolling my eyes every time you fucking go into this nonsense.
She is
I fucking like
right over here.
Steak. I can't just like steak.
You know what John
I
likes to do?
Cook
some steak, he puts it on a pair of feet.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Well,
I say
he gets
I like
financially
steak.
Dominated.
Oh, I know. I know why you like steak. It's delicious.
You're going to buy the girl the steak and eat it off her feet, and that's all three in one right there.
My God.
I'm just not a steak person.
Like,
I mean,
oh,
like
I know why you're not a steak
year.
Person. You hate the way steak makes you feel. It's like
actually,
deep thing.
I do hate the way steak
oh,
makes
God
me feel.
Damn it.
If I eat steak, like my day is ruined because
like a juicy filet mignon, like a perfectly
I feel
cooked,
so like sluggish after it.
Oh, shut the fuck up. How about Kelly in our office? Who she doesn't eat any birds just because she doesn't like birds when they're alive. She's like, they got feathers and like weird feet, and I just don't want it in my body. I was like. I couldn't respect that.
Birds are fucking gross.
Birds are fucking gross.
A lot of people don't eat pork for the same reason. Because pigs are gross.
Yeah, that's like a religion thing.
No, and not only that. Like, a lot of people just think pigs are gross because they'll eat their own shit.
That's why you would go hunt them.
But by the way, the video he referenced at the beginning of that phone call
one of my favorites of the year.
What was this?
It's like PETA, a bunch of PETA people storm into a Ruth's Chris, and they start going, "Me is murder, me is murder." But the patrons of Ruth's Chris start chanting, "Steak, steak, steak," and they drown out the "meat is murder." So Ruth's Chris is just going nuts. Steak.
Wait, that's a commercial?
No, it's not a commercial.
It's a video. It happened in real life.
It happened.
Oh.
Steak, steak.
You can hear like the glasses
pounding on the table.
Yeah, pounding the forks hitting the plate. Steak.
That's so symbolic. Like, you'll never win. You will never, PETA. You will never win. Society will always eat this shit. Give up now. I can't believe you don't eat it. Pork. That is.
No, I. It's not that I don't eat any of those.
It's just a bad answer. You know what's a great answer for your wardrobe? 5-4 Club. It's a great way to keep your wardrobe updated, looking fresh, with all the convenience in the world. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to find parking. You don't have to walk around the mall. You don't have to deal with salespeople. You don't have to wait online. You're just going to get it sent directly to you. And what I like about it is that they kind of know what's going on with the trends. Maybe, you know, Feidelberg's always a little more fashion forward. Me, not so much. So when 5-4 sends me something, I know that this is what's new, hot, what's trending, what's popular, so I can kind of keep up with the times and not become an old fuck. They have special clothes, a special brand that you can only get when you become a member of the club. And right now, if you use the promo code KFC, you're going to get 40% off your first month, plus a pair of Mark McNary sunglasses. Mark McNary, some baller-ass fashion designer. A pair of sunglasses that are worth $75. The offer expires December 31st, so get it in before the new year. Go to 5-4 Club, F-I-V-E-F-O-U-R, club.com. Use the promo code KFC, get 40% off. They have free size exchanges and free delivery to make it as easy as possible. Join the club today. Also, we got a girl who needs a little bit of advice on bus stuff.
Hey, KFC. This is Christina from Barstool.
By the way, I don't know what that means.
This is mostly a question.
I don't know. I don't know what Christina from Barstool.
Well, that's one thing. Before we get to the rest of this voicemail, that's one thing we can address right now. Daily, there are 40 to 50 people in this office. I know 10 of them.
I know. I feel so bad about it because there are people who like will do work for me and stuff for me, and I'm like, oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
It's crazy. Yeah, you can name everyone in this fucking office on any given day?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Bullshit. We are going to film this.
Well, no, I don't want to do it. Camera.
There's a guy right outside this door. You definitely don't know his name. I had to school you on everybody's names like a week ago. There's no way you know all the extended people that I don't know.
I think I would do better than you guys.
Probably. That's probably true.
You like talk to people and shit, though.
Yeah, yeah. She's very nice. We're not. So I don't know who Christina from Barstool is, but.
Maybe it was one of those things where like you get your words mixed up.
Yeah,
she
I think
wanted
so.
To say like, "Hey, Barstool."
Right. Yes, that's very true. Yeah. Also, this is about her taking a dick in her butt, so she probably didn't really want to say who she was in the first place.
In for Asa, but maybe a little bit for fights because you seem like a freak, and maybe even KFC, you seem like you're into butt stuff.
Is that
but
a compliment?
Long story short, my husband and I just successfully had anal for the first time, and.
I love the successfully disclaimer. Like, we've been trying and failing, and this one was a success. Like a fucking rocket launch. Like, we successfully launched it.
Long story short, we're trying to buy lube because we ran out. And apparently Adam and Eve and all those other places sell them as separate things. And we're trying to figure out, number one, like, are they the same thing? And they're just trying to get more money out of you. Number two, are they actually different things? And I guess maybe even number three, any advice and or tips for people who are heading down that anal road?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is your forte. This is it. This is like Dr. Asa.
My moment to shine.
I will say this. So it was the first successful attempt, and all of their lube is gone. So there was many failed attempts. Like, they've been trying. They've been trying.
I
like,
mean,
these two are trying to have a baby, except we're talking about butt sex.
Generally something you succeed on the first time.
Right? I think it's like baseball. I think there's a lot more failing than succeeding. I think if you're a 300 hitter with anal, you're going to the Anal Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Anyways, I definitely would not recommend using the anal specific lubes because they
sounds contradictory.
Well, no, because a lot of times, like, their marketing thing is like they have numbing agents in them to numb your asshole, but then it gets on the guy's dick, and then he goes
last
limp.
Last long. Oh,
and let me tell you.
I was going to say last longer, and I feel like you want that to be over as soon as possible.
No, because when it feels good, it feels good. But, like, trust me, putting a half limp dick in your ass is way more painful than putting a rock hard dick in your ass. It just is.
Okay, I have to take it.
It's like getting stabbed with a dull knife versus getting stabbed with a sharp knife.
Wow. Yes, it's exactly like that, I think. Except I've never been stabbed, so I'm not sure. I would use a silicone-based lube rather than a water-based one because silicone is more slippery and it lasts longer and it slides rather than water, which gets tacky and, like, it almost, like, evaporates and just it gets, like, sticky, which is, like, the anti-lube.
I think I'd do that, silicone over water. Yeah. I think I've, like, heard that along my travels.
I was going to say go water-based.
I don't ever have butt sex with John.
I think I just heard, like, that's not personal experience. I thought that was just something I heard once. Clearly, I was wrong.
I mean, a lot of people prefer water based for their pussy, but silicone. Like, ask any gay dude; it's all about silicone lube in your ass.
And those are the guys you have to take it from. The advice from.
Oh, definitely.
Those guys are pro butt fuckers.
I mean, I learned how to get butt fucked from my ex boyfriend who liked to get butt fucked.
You are so weird. So,
it was the best way to learn.
You are from outer space.
You are so weird. She's just unconventional, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Let's talk about dealing with your ex.
Hey, KFC Radio. I have a question for you guys. So, backstory, I dated my college ex-boyfriend for almost 5 years. He ended up cheating on me a bunch of times, like had Tinder when we lived together, generally a douchebag. And I broke up with him about a year and a half ago, and he started dating this other chick a couple of months ago. And a few weeks ago, she messages me on Facebook and says, I know this is weird and it's totally out of my character, but did you leave because of his cheating? And it's weird because, like, clearly he's still cheating on her, and I've never met this chick. I'm never going to meet her. You know, I live in Boston area and they're in New York. But I'm not really sure what to do with this. Like, should I tell my ex? I mean, I know I don't owe him anything, but it's just, like, a fucking weird situation. And I'm also kind of pissed that she, you know, kind of put me back into this. I'm just curious to see what you guys think, especially, you know, with male and female perspectives.
Oh, look at that. The new KFC Radio with male and female perspectives. Chick got cheated on, dumps the guy. Now the new girlfriend reaches out on Facebook. They don't know each other, just saying, did you dump him because he cheats? Clearly, she's getting cheated on, too. John is making
a face. I can tell by John's face that we're going to disagree.
Okay. So we'll start with you. You had a very visceral reaction to this, John.
Dude, if you think I'm even responding to my ex's current girlfriend, get the fuck out of here.
Crazy.
You bought a lemon. You deal with that bullshit, man.
This is like what we talked about. Yeah. You drop it off in the junkyard, and whoever else picks it up, it's your problem
now. It's
your
fucking problem. Right.
No, but you guys have to think of it like a dude wrote you.
Yeah, I know. And, dude, I don't know you fucking shit. I don't give a fuck.
I have a steadfast rule. I don't get involved in anybody's shit, let alone somebody I'm never going to meet or see who is like.
Like, can you fucking imagine some dude Facebook messaging you being like, hey, man, so, like, your ex, I don't know, she's kind of pissing me off. Like, how'd you deal with this shit?
Right.
The fuck out of here, dude.
No, but
how did I deal with it? I dumped her. That's how I dealt with it. We're not together anymore.
But the question isn't how do I deal with it. I mean, like, the new girlfriend's question isn't what do I do or how do I deal with it. It's not even an advice thing. She's just like, I just want to know, like, is he a cheater? And
like,
I think girl code, yes, write her back. Be like, listen, I don't want to be involved and please don't contact me anymore, but yes.
Yeah, but see, here's what happens. She goes back and she says, I went to your ex-girlfriend, and she said, yes, you're a cheater, and blah, blah, blah. And
who
then
cares?
That dude's pissed at you, and then all of a sudden you're pulled into some drama. Then
you're
all of a sudden,
not, though.
Then all of a sudden that guy goes on Facebook,
have an
and he puts up a post,
your...
and he fucking blasts you out there. And then all of a sudden you're in drama.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck replying to that. Fuck.
I can't believe that message.
It was considered for a second. That would be some, like, I closed the window, I blocked the ex, whatever the fuck, where the ex is... new significant other, and that's just something I never think about ever again.
Ever again. I would delete that message so fast.
I mean, I can imagine. I've never done it, but I could imagine being in a girl's shoes where, like, Actually, I've never done it, but I have been many times like, oh my God, I wish I could talk to this dude's ex and just like see what's up. Because she has fast forward insight. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like she's basically the new girlfriend is like, is this something worth sticking around for and wasting 2 years of my life on? Or is this something I should just exit right now?
Don't you kind
of
know the answer?
I have.
They're not together.
Yeah, but it's really hard to be in.
If you have to ask.
No.
I have no desire to ever talk to someone who has fucked my girlfriend or someone.
Who fucked after me.
Yeah.
You like, could never date me.
That's like.
That's very true.
None whatsoever.
You'd have to lock yourself inside a panic room. Because.
Just be like, what was it like when you guys were like, dude, shut the fuck up. Don't talk
no,
to
okay,
me.
Okay, well,
I don't
want
to talk
about that's
her.
Inappropriate.
That's exactly the question that was happened here. It's inappropriate to talk about it at all.
No, but like this girl is just seeking advice. I think the new girlfriend is just seeking some kind of advice.
That girl knows the answer. She just needs somebody to say it.
But it's hard to see it like
that. If you're sending that email, you know the answer.
But it's hard to like see it like that when you're in the situation, I think.
Because girls are dumb.
No.
To go back to the theme of the episode.
No, it's impossible. Hindsight is 20/20. It's easier to see things from the outside than the inside, et cetera, et cetera.
That's very true. This episode, KFC
so
Radio.
Ask your fucking friend. Don't ask like her.
Yeah, yeah.
But her
friends are like, that dude is fucking other chicks.
This is basically this girl is in a situation where like basically she can know the future or not.
No, she has to bother someone
she
for
wants
the future.
She wants to make an educated guess.
An educated guess.
If
yes.
She wants to ask the question,
wait,
fine.
How would you say
I'm
that?
Never like, fucking
you
answering
you hit the U in educated real hard. You're like, educated.
Educated.
Yeah, that's weird,
it's
right?
It's an A for me. Educated.
Yeah, educated. Like edge.
I feel like
educated.
We're saying the same thing.
Nope, we're not. You're
educated.
Saying educated.
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 Well, now I don't.
I'm saying
the
educated.
U is an A for us.
Educated?
Educated.
Yeah, educated.
Who the fuck says that?
Like the entire world.
Educated?
Yeah, educated.
I mean, you're hitting it harder. It's just simple.
What are you saying?
It's acated.
Educated.
Yeah.
He says it like me,
no.
I think.
No.
No, he doesn't.
Nope.
You're wrong.
You do have ears? Can you hear things? Are you deaf?
I feel like everyone is ganging up on me really hard today.
It's because you just gave stupid opinions about ex-girlfriends.
When you're dumb, you get ganged up on. That's how this show goes. That's how it happens. I mean, you gave it to me pretty good over Coach Taylor, even though I was right. It's just how this show goes. This episode, season 2, episode 4, was brought to you by BetDSI.com. You want a 200% bonus? Go to BetDSI and use the code KFC200. A 200% bonus on your first deposit. BetDSI is one of the best mobile websites to place bets on. They are A-plus review on all sorts of different sports books. They're top-rated. They have a great mobile product. You can in-game wager. You can make bets throughout the entire games and events. They have payouts available. Very easy. They have customer service 24/7, 365. And they have a reputation of fast payment on winnings. Free $10 to try this service. And like I said, the 200% bonus if you use KFC200 when you sign up. So 200% means if you deposit $500, you get $1,000 in total bonus credits. So all of a sudden, you can bet $1,500. Look at that. Gambling whiz over here. This is how you make money, folks. Go to BetDSI.com. Use the promo code KFC200. Make that money. And that's it. We'll see you next week. Bye.